the Sewatakwa Cheru Theater in Tyendinnega opened with its inaugural play, Cottagers and Indians. It is a two-character production written by Indigenous author and humorist Drew Hayden Taylor and features two local actors, Weiss Green and Janet Reyes. The plot focuses on the two characters with differing opinions about the wild rice, known as Manuman, being cultivated around cottage country waters. While taking in the play, one quickly realizes there are multiple layers that speak to broader issues across Canada, including food sovereignty, consumerism, and historical land rights. Director and producer Sate tells us more, and I apologize for any mispronunciation.
Your name is Andrew, is that right?
Yes, that's my English name. My proper name is Sate Gayon. Sate, some people just call it.
So you're the director and the producer of this play?
Yes, I am the director and the producer and the artistic director of Sewatakwa Cheru Theater.
And why did you choose this play?
I chose this play because for around about 6 years, I've been running a food sovereignty program through the One Dish Project, which I am the executive director. And so food sovereignty has been really close to me. Actually, in the back of the room, there's two Asitra Serve, who are like my parents. Because they were the ones that kind of showed me how to plant, how to garden, how to harvest those different things, and how a lot of them to my grandfather. So, I'm sure it's sad with this Steve Poplar. Rain to see that we're still showing people that we're still trying, we're still doing it, we're still planting, we're still trying to teach people in as many ways as we can. I like to build worlds, I like to show people, and I want to, you know, immerse them in an experience. I don't want to just put on a show. I want to experience things, and as you walk around, there's people talking, and there's people having conversations about this. And even yesterday, people were walking away saying, you know what, I'm having a similar issue or a similar problem. And that's what it's all about, you know, to have people talk and make those connections and just see what the theater true.
And are the actors and lighting people and everything, they're all local?
Cool, everybody is. My name is Gahoga. It's 7'4", or Maureen is Phobium, which was a choice that was purposeful. I literally wrote it as a non-Indigenous woman, so the artist in me ran with it. Because I wanted to show that there's more than just one way of looking at non-Indigenous way. So, and that I wanted to show that, you know, we need a woman for me to open the way that we think, so that we get in a broader way.
To me, it was about partially about the wild rice, but I could see it on so many different levels. Would you say that's something that people would see?
Absolutely. That was the full intention of choosing this show, because it's not just about food sovereignty. Food sovereignty is one of those overlying cloaks that just hugs all of the other issues, you know? The things that rise up, the tensions that are there, even in between our own people, you know, because it's right in alliance with the playing, you know. I know some people know why, you know, it comes up, but that's what I mean. People walking away, I want them thinking, you know what, them not thinking about which side to take, where they stand, and what they can do, just good.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really. Just if you want to support or see that we do, onedishproject.com has the theater and all of our own content.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.